Welcome to the show, and thanks for joining in. If you're a new subscriber, don't forget to press the like button and or subscribe.
Also, join my Patreon page, become a member at simcastpodcast.com. Got some wonderful perks for you guys, some top tier rewards for you guys to choose from. Go ahead and check it out. So come on and join the community. Follow me on my socials, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow me there. I post a lot of updates, a lot of behind the scenes photos. So make sure you stay locked in and go ahead and join the community. Everybody, thank you guys for tuning in. Like always, hit that like button, subscribe to my channel. It helps my channel grow. I'd like to thank all my subscribers that's been helping me and supporting my channel. I thank you guys. I reached the milestone for my channel. Finally became a YouTube partner. So now my super chats are open now. You guys can join the community, become a member, continue to support the show. So now you guys, you know, you get a chance to get access to behind the scenes videos, get a chance to see videos before I post them, before anybody else as a member. Also have a lot of fun emojis, some loyalty badges for the long time subscribers and everything. You know, just perks for you guys, little rewards for you. So go ahead and check it out. I have different tiers for you guys to choose from as a member. It's cool perks for all tiers. So, you know, so you guys get a chance to have a variety, have like three options to choose from. So yeah, go ahead and check that out. And for you new people, or for the new viewers of my channel, make sure you hit the like button and also subscribe. And also go to my socials. I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, forgot to say Twitter or X. I'm on there as well. So yeah, so pretty much wherever you watch a podcast or listen to it at, that's where you can find me. Also, I have an audio podcast. You can check it out. It's on Spotify, also on Amazon Music, Apple Music, Google Podcasts. So yeah, go ahead and support that over there as well. But yeah, haven't been on here in a while. Haven't been filming a little bit. I've been, been putting out shorts and everything, and kind of putting out a little bit of content. But right now I'm in the process of moving. So I'm kind of relocating, trying to expand my studio, or, you know, this little space where I'm at, where I film and everything. So especially with your continued support, that's gonna help when I'm trying to expand. Like I got little things up here and I used to have certain stuff set up. You know, if you was a long time subscriber, you saw how I will have things, but now I'm trying to expand with this move and everything. So yeah, but just stay locked into my channel. I still will have content, but if you don't see me for a little bit, that's what's going on, but I'll let you guys know. And like I said, follow me on my socials. I'll post updates and everything too over there. So yeah, been a lot going on. So I figured that I make a video right now. Lot to cover. It's been a lot. I don't know if you guys probably been familiar with it, probably been reading the stories already. Lot's been going on in the DCU or you know, and also the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as well as the comics and animated universe. Recently, for the DC, we saw just recently they had the Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 1 that just had came out. So, you know, we got a chance to see that story animated. Now, like me, I'm a fan of all of this, especially DC Comics, where if you guys follow the show, The Flash, or basically the whole Arrowverse shows, you will see, you saw the crossover episode they did, and they actually covered the Crisis on Infinite Earths, and they did it very well the first time we got a chance to see it, you know, play out live action with the Monitor, with, you know, with the Flash, what happened with him, and, you know, and everything. It was cool. We got the callbacks to all the OG people that played these characters, like Burt Ward, Robin from the old Batman TV show. We just got to see all this fun stuff that, you know, as fans, be very excited about it. I love The Flash. I hated that they ended their series, but they had a hell of a run. So shout out to the Arrowverse. You know, it all broken up. We all know the politics of the CW. They pretty much, Warner Brothers, they merged with other companies. Now they Warner Discovery. So they wanted to get rid of a lot of shows on the CW, and preferably a lot of our superhero shows got canceled. Superman and Lois is the last show really that's connected to the Arrowverse that's coming back, but that's going to be their last season. And I believe it's almost time for that too. I think in May, but yeah, just stay locked into my channel. I will make sure I have the updates and, you know, let you guys know. But yeah, so now we have Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 2 coming out. So let's go ahead and talk about that. But first, you know, spoilers for you guys that didn't see the first one or really don't know the story, go ahead. I advise you to go check out the comic and or go watch the Flash and watch the crossover episodes and watch this whole storyline, and then you'll be like familiarized with it. So it's a good story. It's like this almost the good as the Flashpoint story, you know what I mean? So yeah. But that part one ended on a cliffhanger. We all seen what happened. We all seen the gathering of all the superheroes from different Earths and different universes. Everybody figured it out that, you know, this is this version of this character I know, you know, Robin. Get to see another version of Batman where he took him in and raised him. The other Batman we saw, he didn't even have a Robin at the time. You know what I mean? So pretty cool. And then I see we saw Supergirl in the first one, in part one. And I see that she was connected to that, to her Supergirl movie that came out. Or what was that? The Justice League movie that just came out, the animated. I'm sure I'm going to have the image in the box right there. The correct what it is. So, but if you guys know, make sure you put it in the comments as well. Also, yeah, I see it was connected to her movie, just like the Superman. So it lets me know that all of the movies and all of the that content is pretty much connected. And I like how they connect each character to something. You know what I mean? It's like it's keeping the story within the, you know, within the circle pretty much. So that's cool. But yeah, so going into part two, they released the trailer. We got a chance to see, spoiler ahead, we got a chance to see somebody that came back or is coming back we haven't saw in a while. Yeah, so we see the character, we see Batman Beyond, or the Terry McGinnis, he's returning. We saw him in the trailer. So we saw that with the Bat family. A lot of the Bat family is coming to the story to see if they're going to be a part of this universe and a part of this crisis. So it's cool to see that. I know I'm a longtime fan of that show, of that animated universe back in the 90s, where, you know, we had the Superman show, we had the Batman animated series, and then we had Batman Beyond, where we had the old Batman from the animated series, now training him and having him go out and be the Batman in this futuristic time, or in the future, pretty much. So, yeah. So, familiar with this character, the voice actor, he's coming back. We all know him from Boy Meets World. He was the brother of Corey Matthews. So yeah. So that's cool that he's back. Will Friedle. So he's so much of a cool actor. I'm a fan of his work. So let me know in the comments, what do you guys think about this? Are you guys excited for the Batman Beyond character? You know, I've been hearing rumors that they may be making another series for the Batman Beyond. And also, I know that they had talks once before when Michael Keaton had returned for the Flash movie and reprised his roles as Batman, that they was considering for him to be the OG old Batman, where we get a Batman Beyond movie. Now, how cool would that would have been? Now we would have saw that, and he would have been perfect because he's an old, you know, older person. He could have played the old version of Bruce Wayne, you know what I mean? And then at the same time, we all see that he can still suit up as Batman and still hold his own as that. So yeah. So what do you guys think about that? You think that will actually come into play, or is this just something that they, you know, like, is hopeful wish, you know, wishful thinking, and it's just something that's just going to be on the shelf, like all these other projects that we heard about, like the Green Lantern TV show and Justice You with David Ramsey for the CW. You know what I mean? Like, so you, like, you never know what will happen and what would they do with this, these ideas that they come up with. So, but yeah. But I'm excited about that. Matter of fact, I made some concept art. You know, if you follow me on my socials, you follow me on Black Taurus for digital artworks on Twitter. That's my handle over there. Also, it's on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. I do a lot of digital art and do a lot of artwork as well. So go ahead, check me out there. I did some, like, Batman Beyond. I'm working on some Superman, the Kingdom Come Superman artwork. So go ahead, check me out over there as well. But yeah, back to Crisis. Like I said, we saw in the trailer, we saw the Batman Beyond character coming back. So we see a lot's going on, the continuation of the first one. So very excited to see what's going to happen. But just to read the synopsis for you guys, if you didn't check out the trailer, I believe I'll post it, or I will post the trailer on my page, on my channel, so you can check it out over there. But let's read the synopsis right now. It says, the Anti-Monitor, the Monitor's evil counterpart. Now, like I said, if you saw Crisis on Infinite Earths on The Flash and within the Arrowverse, we saw all these, you know, these characters and everything. And like I said, that was the first live action that I saw of this Crisis. You know, I had the comic books when they first came out. I heard the stories and I read a lot of content about it, but that was cool to see this. But, okay, so. It says, the Anti-Monitor, the Monitor's evil counterpart, is released into the DC multiverse and begins to destroy the different Earths that compose it. The Monitor attempts to recruit heroes from across the multiverse to fight back. An endless army of shadow demons bent on the destruction of all reality swarms over our world and parallel Earths. The only thing opposing them is the mightiest team of metahumans ever assembled, but not even the combined power of the Justice League and all their fellow superheroes can slow down the onslaught of this invisible slow down the onslaught of this invincible horde. What mysterious force is driving them, and how do the long buried secrets of the Monitor and Supergirl threaten to crush our last defense? Yeah, because that last part they're talking about Supergirl, we see that in the trailer that she's somehow connected to things that, you know, maybe because she is in the future at the time, and you see that something happened with Brainiac, and that's the same Brainiac that was in her movie that we saw. But somehow she's connected to this story, and we're gonna figure out in part two. I believe they're going to part three. It's gonna be a trilogy in this whole storyline for this crisis. So we get a chance to see this play out all around the board. So hopefully we get a chance to see a good wrap up about this story and not just fall flat, you know what I mean? And just give us fan service, but not good story. So what do you think Supergirl's connection is to the story? Let me know. Let me know what you guys think about that. You know, I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to look into that more and find out and kind of theorize what she'd be connected to and why. So, but yeah. But that's pretty much it for Crisis. Now, going to the next story, the big one that's been out here, Superman Legacy. Matter of fact, like I said, a lot of news about the Superman Legacy movie. James Gunn has changed the title now. It's Superman, which is cool. So I feel like it's going to be like just a standalone, just Superman, and not just have to live up to the legacy part. Because if you don't see nothing about legacy of any kind, it's going to be like that's a generic title. It's just something that they just throwing together. But that's cool, Superman. So maybe this might be a start of his DC or his part of the DC universe, where this is this own Superman, and whatever characters that he have and brings in, if it's a Supergirl, a Green Lantern, or like these other characters that we see that's showing up, that's this universe. So it's separate than the Henry Cavill Superman that we know, you know what I mean? And then the Christopher Reeve. You know, this is all part of the multiverse. So maybe that's what that is with his story. So I'm thinking that's probably what they're going with. Like we saw in the Flash movie, if you saw that, spoilers if you didn't. But, you know, we saw a glimpse and we dive right into the multiverse and saw all these different versions of everybody, all the Supermans, all the, you know, everybody. So that's cool. And like I said, a lot of changes been going on. Let me go to my notes. But yeah, a lot of changes, a lot of casting has been happening. But the main thing to talk about that before I talk about casting is the Superman emblem, the symbol, you know, the S on his chest. You know, we all know it stands for hope. It just don't stand for Superman. But yeah, a lot of people don't like the change that James Gunn did, where instead of the traditional Superman S that we know, that's typical, he's going with the Kingdom Comes S symbol, which is almost like to the side, and it's black and it's red. You know, it's a different than we usually get to see when we see Superman on screen, when he's animated and everything. The only time we got a chance to see that is, like I said, on the Flash in the Arrowverse, where we saw Brandon Routh playing the Kingdom Come version of Superman. He reprised his role as Superman, except he was this version, and we saw him in Crisis, as well as the Tom Welling's Clark Kent slash Superman from Smallville. And we saw that in the multiverse, and we saw the different Lexes. And we only saw one Lex, but that lets them know that the Lex from Smallville and the Lex from Supergirl are from different universes. So we saw that. But a lot of people don't like the symbol. They feel like they should go with the regular S. But I don't know. I don't think it should be a problem. Depending on what the story is about, maybe his story is going to be connected to that symbol. And he's just not throwing the symbol around. He just wants that symbol. But even still, how cool is that to see it on the screen? You know what I mean? If you always see it in the comics, we always see the wallpaper pictures, the artwork and everything, but we don't ever get a chance to see it live. You know, how cool is that? That's like if you guys watch Superman and Lois, matter of fact, you can check out my reviews that's posted out now about Superman and Lois, and they're coming back as well. And I will be doing my reviews then when they come back. But we saw Tyler Hoechlin. He had the OG original Superman suit on, where he caught the car. You know, we all see the first comic book where Superman catches the car, and you know, that's the debut of Superman. We saw him wearing that suit in the show. Now, like, how cool was that? Now, if he would have stuck with that outfit, it wouldn't have been nothing wrong with that. But that was cool to see that live action instead of always seeing it in the comics, you know what I mean? And it just in pictures. So it was like that was cool fan service, and then it still fits in the Superman lore. So long as it fits in the Superman lore and it's not too far away from whatever the story is and whatever Superman is supposed to be, I don't have a problem with it. But let me know in the comments what you guys think. I will be doing a poll for that to see your, you know, to get you guys' opinions on it. Matter of fact, as part of being a member, that's coming. Some of the things I will be doing monthly polls where I choose a topic of what you guys throw out there, and then we'll poll it and figure it out, and we'll see the results, and then I'll do a video about it. So be on the lookout for that. But yeah, but to go back to the Superman legacy, where now it's Superman now. That besides the casting we had before of David Cohen-Sweet and Rachel Brohanson, I think that's how you pronounce her name. Don't get me wrong. Oh, and then Nicholas Hoult, we had him. We know him from he's Beast from the X-Men movies. He was cast as Lex Luthor. So we had those people. We had Hawkgirl, Isabella Merced. And then it was announced Nathan Fillion. He was supposed to be Guy Gardner. He's the Green Lantern, I believe, the first one before we know Hal Jordan and, you know, John Stewart version. And then also we had the villain, Maria Gabriella de Faria. She's playing the engineer. Now, I'm not familiar with that character, but I will have to look that up in the comics to see who that actually is. But yeah. Then now we have Jimmy Olsen, Skylar Sando, then Sarah Sampio is supposed to be Eve Testmacher. You know, she's supposed to be the Lex's right hand woman, his henchwoman, basically, his assistant, his go-to, you know what I mean? Pretty much his partner in crime. So, and then also we have the casting of Edie Gattaji, I think. Don't get me wrong if I pronounced it wrong, but I have it written up right, so you'll see it. But he's playing and he's bringing Mr. Terrific to the movies, to the big screen, which is cool. I did a video on Mr. Terrific that's on my channel now, pretty much highlighting this character, especially because he's a diverse character and he's one of the few of the Black superheroes that we do have in the DC universe. And, you know, in the comic world, it's a lot of diversity that we always see. You know, Marvel was good with that, with the X-Men storyline. You know, that was Stan Lee's vision of that. And also, you know, just pretty much with the characters that we get a chance to see, like the Black Panther and all of these movies that, you know, that highlight these characters. Like in The Flash, we see Iris was Black. Then also when the Crisis on Infinite Earth animated movie was out, she was Black in that movie as well. And just like on the Flash TV show, that character is Black when it's originally a white character, which is nothing wrong with when they try to, I don't think it's nothing wrong with they change the race or the character or anything like that. It's like on Smallville, Pete Ross is originally supposed to be a white character in the comics, Superman's best friend. But he was a Black character, and he did justice. He did well as that character. You know, that show, Smallville, was a great show. You know, it wasn't nothing. It didn't take nothing away from what he was doing and from the Superman lore, I didn't think. So yeah, he's playing Mr. Terrific. Like I said, in my video, I did the origins of it. So you get a chance to see that. Talking about the origins and the history of that character, so you get a chance to see who he is before the movie come out. So go ahead and check that out. And then I think there's a couple other characters and casting that they've been talking about, so I'll make sure I bring those updates to you too as well. But I'm excited because I'm a huge Superman fan, long time. We just see that they had, or he had a birthday on leap year. You know the story that they figured he don't age because he's born on this day, because it's a rare day. You know what I mean? So they decided to make his birthday on there. And I believe it's been 86 years that he's been in existence since 1938. So Superman been around for years. He's the original superhero. So it's good to see Superman coming back on the screen. Unfortunately, it's not Henry Cavill, but nothing wrong with going in a different direction. Just like Tyler Hoechlin, you know, he's another Superman now. He's just another added Superman into the multiverse now of Superman. You know what I mean? I feel no one would top Christopher Reeve anyways. He's the the apex of Superman, pretty much. But all the other Superman is still does great and bring life to these characters when they're on the screen. You know, the Tom Wellings, the, like I said, Tyler Hoechlin, and also the, you know, all these other characters that brought Superman to life. So. Yeah, with the Superman movie coming out, Crisis on Infinite Earth movie coming out and becoming a digital soon, you know, that's a lot for the DC universe and for the DC you know, for the DC movies and DC studios and everything. So moving on to Marvel and the MCU, a lot of movies been coming out. We saw the trailers for Madam Web and everything, the Marvels movie. Oh, we did have Aquaman for DC that came out too. So, but yeah, Madam Web, all these other these shows and stuff that have been coming out for the Marvel Universe. We had the Nick Fury show that was on Disney Plus. So yeah, so a lot's been happening in the MCU. A lot's been going on with Marvel. So it was announced before. We had X-Men 97 coming out, a continuation of the original show that came out for Fox. For you people like me, I'm an 80s baby. I was born, I used to watch the cartoons, the Saturday morning cartoons. Every time I came home from school, I watched the cartoons. I watched all of that stretch, the Superman, the Batman, all of that. They had the X-Men on Saturdays. I followed that story. Matter of fact, they did the best Phoenix story that show on screen. You know, I know they had the movie of the Dark Phoenix, but it wasn't nothing like the animated version of it. That was cool. Hopefully, if they do another movie like that, they would go more to this story of the X-Men. But they actually came back. And the cool thing about it is that the voice actors, a lot of them came back to reprise their roles, especially for Wolverine, Cyclops, you know, the main characters. Even Storm, I believe, the original character just came back. So it's good to, you know, we get to hear that familiar voice, especially of your childhood when you grew up, you know, watching these shows and everything. It's like nostalgia. It's like being real excited just to be a fan of all of this that they even bring in the show back. I see the animated style has kind of changed a little bit where kind of almost like how they did the Superman movie, the Man of Steel animated movie. They kind of changed the animated style, little update. Kind of looked like it was old school a little bit, but that's cool to have a refreshing of the animation. You don't want to always see the same thing, you know, especially if you're having a reboot or pretty much bringing something back, a continuation of something. You want to see it look fresh, a different version of it pretty much, but the same, you know what I mean? So that's cool. But if we don't have a lot of the synopsis or the story, you know, I saw the trailer. I don't know if you guys saw it. I posted some things on my channel. You can check it out of the trailer. Matter of fact, the trailer is on my channel, as well as the episodes that I'll be talking about now. But the synopsis, or just what we have now, it says a band of mutants use their uncanny gifts to protect a world that hates and fears them. They're challenged like they're like never before. Forced to face a dangerous and unexpected new truth or a new future. So we saw the new future in the trailer. I seen the one Easter egg I saw was the Daily Bugle newspaper, just to talk about that real fast. And they asked, was Spider-Man a mutant? Now, you all know that in an animated Spider-Man cartoon back then, when the X-Men was on, he was actually mutating, you know what I mean? Because of his mutation. So I wonder if that's going to be connected or somehow a thing. So I don't know. Thoughts in the comments, let me know what you guys think. Yeah, I would like to know your thoughts about it. Let me know. I think, matter of fact, in this video, my super chats may be open. So let me know in the super chats what you think. Let me know your thoughts about that too. I saw that. That was the first thing I saw was the Spider-Man thing. Like, I wonder, does that mean that he might be a part of this universe? Or are they trying to bring Spider-Man back too? because we didn't see that Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse movie, you know, the Miles Morales movie. I didn't see that actor voice, or I mean, I didn't hear that actor's voice, or we didn't see that character. So I wonder what they consider bringing that show back, because that show was actually good. It stood up against the X-Men's, the Batman, and the Superman show. You know what I mean? So you never know. But the trailer, we saw the future. We got a chance to see the heroes back. They still have the school, but it seems like, you know, spoiler if you didn't see the trailer, that something happens to the professor, that he, you know, he passed away, he moved on. So now they have to figure out what they're going to end up doing from what's been happening in the world at that time. And like I said, this is a continuation of the old X-Men show. After he died, this is what's happening and moving forward. So we see at the end of the trailer, we see Magneto pretty much look like he took over the school and like took over for Charles Xavier. That I don't know what that angle is going to be. You know what I mean? You know how they tease a little bit in the trailer, but then sometimes that's not what it's going to be like. It's a whole other thing sometimes. But just have to watch the show when it comes out. I believe it's come out March 20th. It's going to be streaming on Disney Plus. If you're part of my channel, if you're going to be a member or joining the community, be on the lookout for my review on it as well. We already have the episode list is already ready. And I don't know if they're going to just bring out the show, all the episodes at one time, or is they just going to have it in like, you know, a weekly thing like they sometimes do. But I see the first 10 episodes titles. Episode 1, it says, "To Me, My X-Men." Episode 2, "Mutant Liberation Begins." Episode 3, "Fire Made Flesh." Episode 4, "Matendo." Episode 5, "Remember It." Episode 6, "Bright Eyes." Episode 7, "Shine with Strength," or "With Strength Reborn." And episode 8, 9, and 10 is a part 1, 2, and 3 titled "Tolerance is Extinction." So that's what we have to look forward to that's coming up. So we have 10 episodes. Maybe that might just be the first 10 that they stream. So I'll make sure I check it out. So then I will bring any updates to you guys. Like I said, follow me on my socials and everything. But yeah. And then also, I have scrolling down at the bottom. Also, become a patron. Help support the channel over there as well. Have some merch and things over there. Some rewards for you guys. A lot of other behind the scenes things of the show and the channel. And a lot of stuff that you get a chance to see before I post it. Or if I don't post it, it's something exclusive for you guys. So go ahead and check it out at simcastpodcast.com/patreon.com. Check me out over there. Go ahead and join the community. Be on the lookout for my reviews. Especially with the Superman and Lois coming back out, and then with this X-Men 97 show coming, I will be doing reviews and updates frequently on my channel. And like I said, with this move, trying to expand everything and try to have a better space that I can regularly do this all the time. So like I said, with y'all love and support and with you guys tuning in to my channel, I very appreciate it. Thank you guys. Like I said, it helps, you know, especially now that now you guys, I can, you know, get the chance to hear you guys' opinion. Now you can be a part of my channel with the super chats and with the, you know, with the different perks and things for you guys. you could be a part of the community. I could shout you guys out. You know, we can have chats. And also, like, during the videos, when I'm doing something, if I'm not going live or if I'm just doing a video like this, you know, you get a chance to chime in to the conversation. You know, put your thoughts out there. And then also put your thoughts out there and something that we could talk about for the next video or into the future. You know, so that's another reason how you get your opinion out there. It's something that you want to see me talk about. You know, let me know in the comments, and so I can, you know, we could talk about it. And then I could pretty much put a video about it. Like one of my fans, they liked the video I did about Nubia. She almost is the counterpart to Wonder Woman, African Queen as well. So another Amazon woman, but a superhero in her own right, whole individual. You know, if you're not familiar with that character, I did a video on it. Like I said, the fan liked it so much, I started doing another videos about it, like my Static video. And then, like I said, or I mentioned earlier, my Mr. Terrific video. So, yeah, because I like doing these videos where I'm doing, like, the origin and, you know, like, bringing the history to a character. Bringing life to characters sometimes that, you know, that they usually be on the back burner. And, you know what I mean? We don't ever get a chance to see these people unless you pick up a comic. And a lot of us don't pick up physical comic books. You know, everything is digital now. And if you don't do things digital, you don't get a chance to see things, or you miss out. You know what I mean? Or if you're not an avid comic book reader, or you don't be up on the latest things, you know, we kind of miss out on these characters, and these characters kind of suffer. So I'm glad with these creatives and these different outlets and different people bringing out shows and movies, that they bring these characters back to life. So shout out to that actor that's playing the Mr. Terrific in this movie for Superman that's coming out. That, you know, we did see that Mr. Terrific was in the Arrowverse. You know, the Arrowverse usually brings out different characters that we get a chance to see on big screen for the first time. You know what I mean? So they good at that. So we just didn't get a chance to see that Green Lantern that we was looking for. Hopefully it come out in the future, or maybe they might be working on another project with that character. So never know. Or they might be coming out with the Jessica Cruz Green Lantern movie or anything. We saw that in Stargirl with her character, I believe, or her version of that. So you never know. But yeah. That just pretty much wraps up everything. I thank you guys for, like I said, that's been subscribing. I'm almost there too. Also, for my next goal for the 1,000 subscribers, then I'm move on to my next part of becoming a member, and a lot of other rewards and things will be coming for you guys, and that opens up my channel even more. And like I said, with the expansion of my studio and where I film at, that, you know, helps me get different equipment, different things to set up, and it helps me bring more content for you guys. So, and I won't just be so limited a little bit, that, you know, with this move, maybe having a better space that I could do this more frequently, you know, because I have other things and other ideas that I'm coming out with. You know, like I said, being a member, I'm gonna be doing like question and answers and things. We get to choose from, you know, certain topics, things that you may pick or something that I pick, and then, you know, do a question and answer. Then I do a video, and then with you guys, get a chance to do the super chats, and then get your questions answered, and then have it flash on the screen. You get your recognition. Get your shout out, get a chance to, you know, your opinion to be seen and heard as well. So how cool is that? So looking forward for that. So hopefully you guys can be a part of that. So make sure you hit that like button and subscribe. And like I said, follow me on all my socials, Simcast Podcast or Simcast Podcast Media. Check me out all over there. But that pretty much is it for me. Stay tuned for my next video. Check out my other videos that's posted now. So until next time, hit that like button, subscribe to my channel.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Chef Talk. I'm your host, Chef Tony. And for those who are just joining in, thanks for listening. And if you're new to the podcast, don't forget to subscribe and be a part of the discussion.